is a commercial-free, streaming on-demand presentation from WBPN.
ABC Audio's Labor Day Live, Return of the Rock from Speakeasy, was recorded at the ABC Studios. Thanks to our partners at Bounty. Bounty picks up spills quicker and each sheet is two times more absorbent. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper. Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top on creating their 1975 hit Tush.
We were down in Florence, Alabama, and we're playing a converted rodeo arena. We stumbled on this opening guitar riff, and it was our lighting director who was fussing about over on the side of the stage, and he looked up and he gave us the high sign. He said, "Don't lose that riff." He said, "That's really moving me." On the way down, we had been playing some old tracks, one of which was by one of our great heroes, the late Roy Head. There was an instrumental called Tush Hog. In Texas vernacular, Tush Hog was a phrase that was referenced to the highest you could get. We could only get as far as Tush. I said, let's save the hog bit just in case we can get a little higher. Yeah!
ZZ Top, of course, Tush on ABC Audio's Labor Day Live, Return of the Rock, recorded at Green Hall in Texas a couple of years back, part of their new Raw compilation, which is out now. And I can tell you this, it's really a fantastic collection of Double Z Top standards, a meaningful collection, too, for Billy Gibbons and Frank Beard, as this was the last recording they did with Dusty Hill before his passing last year. Now, the boys currently out on the road with Elwood Francis, that's ZZ Top's longtime guitar tech, and Dusty's steed. He got the official stripes for that gig. Matt Wolf, Labor Day weekend. We would be a bit remiss if we didn't talk about live music and not mention Foo Fighters. There's no sugarcoating it. The loss of Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins back in March was a gut punch to many people in the industry, in and out. And, you know, when you get into this biz, you kind of recognize the importance of bands like Foo Fighters and what they bring to the table in terms of music, interactivity, creativity, and just plain in-your-face concerts. Man, the shows these guys put on, and Taylor shredded it with everything and left it all out there on stage. This weekend is the big Taylor Hawkins tribute show happening over in London at Wembley, then another one back here in the U.S. in Los Angeles, September 27th. Dave Grohl and company having just such an enormous impact on so many over the years, just like this guy.
I saw them at Irvine Meadows back in, this is before Color and the Shape came out.
That's Scott Ian, guitarist and one of the founding members of Anthrax, looking back at the first time he ever saw the Foos live.
And he said, there's a new song coming on the new album that's coming soon. And they busted into Everlong. You know, that cliche, they're playing a new one, whatever. That song, it hit me so hard the first time I ever heard it. And I remember I hadn't met Dave yet. I met him the next summer in London at an Ozfest show. And then after the show, we met and I told him how I saw you play Everlong. And I knew, I said that, because they hadn't broken big yet. At that point, they were still a club band. I said, I heard Everlong. I was like, oh my God, they're going to be like the biggest band in the world.
For you, Everlong. Tonight, I throw myself into and out of the red, out of her head, she sang. Waste away with me, down with me. Slow how you wanted it to be. I'm over my head, out of the head, she said. And I wonder, I sing along with you, if everything could ever feel this real forever, if anything could ever be this good again. The only thing I'll ever ask of you, gotta promise not to stop when I say when, she said. Breathe out so I can breathe you in, hold you in. In now, I know you've always been out of your head, out of my head, I sang. And I wonder, when I sing along with you, if everything could ever feel this real forever, if anything could ever be this good again. The only thing I'll ever ask of you, gotta promise not to stop when I say when.
Everything could ever feel this real far. If anything could ever be this good again. The only thing I'll ever ask of you, gotta promise not to stop when I say.
ABC Audio's Labor Day Live, Return of the Rock from Speakeasy, is brought to you by Voost. Put Voost tablet drops into your water, transforming it into a delicious vitamin boost. Pink Floyd, Run Like Hell, live at Earl's Court, London, England.
We'll be right back.
Pink Floyd and Run Like Hell, recorded at Earl's Court in London, 1994, off the Division Bell Tour on ABC Audio's Labor Day Live, Return of the Rock. I'm laughing because that was off their live album Pulse, which, as you may or may not know, back in the day when that was released, it was notable for a couple of reasons. One, because it was Pink Floyd, right? Two, it had this really cool flashing light thing on the spine of the packaging. Looked really cool. Batteries included in that. And some people were getting the CD, and some of the batteries were actually leaking acid, causing burns on people. I swear to you, true story. That's what you get for $35 for a two-disc set. What can I tell you? But Burning Flesh aside, I also remember the Empire State Building here in Manhattan. They put on this really cool laser light show the night of the release itself. Crazy times indeed, the mid-90s. It's Matt Wolf when we get back.
So wonderful to remember him. God bless Alan White. That's what I say.
John Anderson remembers Yes drummer Alan White.
It's the music of your generation. The biggest hits of all time. 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
ABC Audio's Labor Day Live, Return of the Rock from Speakeasy, is brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Erasers and Sheets. The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Erasers and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Nice and easy this Labor Day weekend. That's all you need to keep in mind as we honor our working men and women, frontline workers too. A tip of the hat to you guys. And the crews, of course, who have been out on the road keeping safety front and center, as always, at the amphitheaters and arenas. Matt Wolf on ABC Audio's Labor Day Live, celebrating the live in-concert experience. Time now to honor once again and pay tribute to those who have left the stage. This past May saw the passing of longtime drummer for Yes, Alan White, who first joined the band in 1972.
You meet so many people in this lifetime, and then all of a sudden they go to heaven and you think, I'm not scared about the next life.
That's Yes frontman John Anderson looking back at one of the last times he was with his duly departed bandmate.
We had a good laugh in the Hall of Fame a few years ago. So wonderful to remember him on such a level. He was such a gentleman. And he was my best man at my wedding, so he was always my best man. God bless Alan White.
Thank you.
ABC Audio's Labor Day Live, Return of the Rock from Speakeasy, is brought to you by Bounty, the quicker picker-upper. The Police, live at the Omni in Atlanta, 1983.
Going back to the Synchronicity Tour, 1983, the Police in peak form there with Every Breath You Take from their legendary stand at the Omni Coliseum in Atlanta. Next year, by the way, if you can believe it, it's the 40th anniversary of Synchronicity. Crazy. We'll have to see if Sting, Stuart Copeland, and Andy Summers have any surprises for us in 2023. Matt Wolf, it's ABC Audio's Labor Day Live, Return of the Rock, when we get back.
It's an event, you know? It's like they do it and everybody goes to see them.
Who are we talking about? The world's greatest rock and roll band, of course.
You know every song we play because these are the biggest hits of all time. 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
ABC Audio's Labor Day Live, Return of the Rock. From Speakeasy is brought to you by Harry's. Quality razors, fair price. You've got to go to harrys.com and get your own clothes shaved right now.
Hey, it's Matt Wolf. And when you ask yourself sometimes, you know, what makes a great live act? What makes all of this worth the cost of tickets and travel, getting out of work early, gathering everybody up? Is it the acts themselves? Is it the audience, the fans, the venue, the $14 beers and $20 nacho cheese plate filled with that mystery yellow stuff they label as cheese? That might just be a mystery on its own. Anyway, when it comes to seeing the Rolling Stones, no questions here. It's pretty easy to figure out why they are indeed the world's greatest rock and roll band. 60 years in the game. The Stones' reputation as a live act goes all the way back to the band's beginning, right to present day. And if you just can't get to a Stone show, there's always their live albums to check out. And their second one, Get Your Ya-Ya's Out, is considered one of the greatest live recordings ever put to print.
There weren't a lot of classic bands who were around at that point and had live records out. I mean, even a band like Led Zeppelin didn't have a live album out yet.
There's music industry vet and rock historian Jerry Rubino, who says that, among other reasons, is why this is a key album in the Stones' massive catalog.
I mean, the Stones fall into that cup of, you know, those handful of artists that don't even have to put out a record, and if they tour, they're going to sell out. Springsteen, Fish, Pearl Jam. You know, if they were still around, Grateful Dead. This is the Rolling Stones era that was quintessential to them, you know, showing their fans what they're all about. And the Rolling Stones, when they played in the 70s, when they toured, even a little bit today for the most part, it's an event, you know? It's like they do it and everybody goes to see them.
Yeah.
ABC Audio's Labor Day Live, Return of the Rock from Speakeasy, is brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Erasers and Sheets. Jimmy Page and Robert Plant, Cashmere, No Quarter, Page and Plant Unleaded.
Stars to fill my dream. I am a traveler of both time and space to be where I have been. Just sit with elves of a generation. This world is some say. Which states sit and wait, when all will be
ABC Audio's Labor Day Live, Return of the Rock, from Speakeasy.
Talk about your killer live tracks. There is an all-timer from AC/DC and Thunderstruck, recorded live at Donington in England, 1991, in front of a crowd of a mere 72,500 people. On ABC Audio's Labor Day Live, Return of the Rock, our salute to live music and some of the greatest live performances ever put to print. By the way, real cannons were used on stage during that one. Duck. Before that, Robert Plant and Jimmy Page, Cashmere, going back to their live No Quarter, Page and Plant Unleaded collection in 1994. Matt Wolf, hope you've enjoyed this in-concert lineup and you get out to see a show soon, right? Nothing better. Safely, of course. We will talk again, and until that point, when the time is right for you, see you back out on the road.
ABC Audio's Labor Day Live, Return of the Rock, was written and produced by Matt Wolf and Tony Spina. Special thanks to Matt Friedlander, Billy Gibbons, Alan Light, Joe Elliott, Andrea Dresdale, John Anderson, Scott Ian, Josh Johnson, Bruce Robinson, Jerry Rubino, Dana Schaefer, and Don Maggi at Speakeasy.